This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 17th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We have one final item under Management and Administrative Matters. I'll ask Tony Buckley of the Office of General Counsel to come forward and explain the Commission's new searchable electronic rulemaking system, which launches today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Good morning, Commissioners. The searchable electronic rulemaking system is a comprehensive system with three main public components. The first component is a database containing publicly available documents generated in connection with commission rulemakings, such as proposed and final rules, public comments, and hearing testimony. This new database replaces and expands upon the commission's previous online rulemaking archive and can be searched chronologically by subject, by rulemaking name, and by rulemaking number. Currently, the database includes all public documents connected with commission rulemakings from 1999 to the present. It is our intention to add documents for prior rulemakings in reverse chronological order on an ongoing basis. The second component is a web form that anyone can use to submit comments online for any rulemaking in which the commission is seeking public comment. The third component is a complete collection of volume 11 of the Code of Federal Regulations containing the commission's regulations dating back to 1977. This component includes a link to the electronic Code of Federal Regulations maintained by the Government Printing Office, which contains the most up-to-date version of the Commission's regulations. The new system is still a work in progress. We are very interested in hearing what users of the system think of it, what features they like, what features they think need improvement, and what additional features they would like to see in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. And many of the agency staff worked hard to develop this system, including Mr. Buckley, who took the lead, and Jennifer Boyd, who served as the COTAR and helped keep this project on budget, which is always an important aspect. And I'm going to read the list of the rest of the agency staff who helped work on this project, because I think it's a great new feature for both public researchers and we'll look forward to using and soon, hopefully, in a rulemaking project. So in addition to Mr. Buckley and Ms. Boyd, David Atkins, Joshua Bloom, Esther Hayden, Cheryl Hemsley, Robert Knopp, Theo Lutz, Jean Lynch, Amy Rothstein, Jessica Selenikoff, Rosie Smith, Nevin Stepanovic, Joanna Waldstreicher, Nora Wheatley Meha, Greg Baker, Renee Curtis, Lita Holly, Phil Olea, Leslie Brown, Jason Busolato, and Jeff Chumley, Ed Holder, Kimberly Humphreys, Xantabe Humphreys, Jim Jones, Deborah Tibbs, Atik Warwick, Sean Woodhead-Worth, Patricia Young, and Brett Zeman. So obviously it was a big group effort, and we really appreciate all of their efforts, all of those who worked hard to develop the system, which will enhance both research and public participation in a rulemaking process. And as Mr. Buckley said, we'll look forward to getting feedback from users on how to continually update this program as it moves forward and as additional information is added to it. This is another great example of the agency's continued efforts to leverage new technologies and make its processes simpler and more efficient. So thank you to all of you for your hard work. We'll look forward to its continued development. Are there any additional management or administrative matters?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. With that, our meeting is adjourned.